Everything continues to evolve and change in our world in light of the spreading coronavirus. This is Lisa Berry, and we thought it would be a good time to check in with Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor in light of that to see what the new normal is looking like in that city. Hope you're doing well.
Well, we all doing the best we can.
Of course, I'm assuming you heard the governor's latest executive order to order all residents to stay in their homes and most non-essential businesses to close. Simply stay home, as she put it. I'm assuming you're echoing that as Ann Arbor's mayor?
That's exactly right. We've in Ann Arbor been telling residents that the best thing to do to stop the spread of the coronavirus, to slow the spread of the virus, is to stay home. You know, your action, staying home, staying safe, it'll save lives, it'll make nurses and doctors have shifts that are more bearable. It's something that's the right thing to do for everyone.
So here you are in this city, overseeing a city with a major university and several hospitals. Do you feel like you are really in the thick of it with all those businesses and responsibilities?
Well, there's no doubt everybody's working together to get through this as best we can. I've been incredibly proud of the municipal organizations, everybody at City Hall, and now remotely from City Hall has been focusing on doing all the right things, working incredibly hard to make sure that our employees are safe, that our residents are safe, that basic services continue to be provided so that people know that they can count on them, and indeed they can.
Have you been out much? I spent Sunday afternoon just on a professional level looking around the city, seeing it seemed like pretty much everyone was socially distancing. Are you seeing that around the city and on campus as well?
Well, I myself am maintaining strict social distancing, but I do drive around to take a look at things to see what people are up to. You obviously see an incredible difference between the normal and what we have now. We have had, of course, more gatherings than we like. People want to congregate. They want to get together. That's perfectly natural. But what we all need to do now is to fight that urge. We need to stay at home. We need to stay safe, maintain distance from people. This is it's not a time for playgrounds or playdates. It's a time to stay indoors, unless, of course, you need to go out for essential services or solitary outdoor activities like walking or hiking or running or something like that.
So we do have that option, though, of going for a walk or going on a hike. That was where I did see everyone on Sunday afternoon when I was out and about at the local parks or along the banks of the Huron River. And as long as you technically stay 6 feet apart, that's still an option. Would you agree?
We absolutely encourage people to go outside. It's important to recreate, but it's incredibly important too to stay away from people and stay away from maintain that proper social distance. Maintaining a 6 foot distance from people rigorously, at all times is the right thing to do to save lives.
Right now, job number one is to stay healthy. Have you looked ahead though about the economic impact this is going to have on Ann Arbor once it's all over?
Well, that's certainly something that's incredibly high on our list of concerns as well. The coronavirus has been devastating for local businesses, for the neediest among us. We know that as a municipal organization, our number one task is to make sure that basic services are being provided and that they will be provided, and we're on that. But we're also making sure that we do everything we can to help support our local economy. We do that By communicating with human services agencies, by the county and the state and the federal government are the primary vectors for that kind of support. But we make sure that we let people know where they can get help, how they can get help. We're also in the business of marshaling volunteer efforts. We're pointing folks to the United Way county website for that purpose. We're all in this together, but it's important that we support our local businesses, but that we always do so in a safe manner.
I also thought I heard something about some infrastructure concerns in Ann Arbor from people flushing wipes and paper towels.
It is always a concern, the flushing of wipes and paper towels. Flushable wipes are simply not flushable. Do not flush flushable wipes. That's something that's always an issue with more people at home, with more people concerned about cleaning. I think this problem is a little bit on the rise, but as a general and unyielding rule, flushable wipes are not flushable. With respect to infrastructure, I'm proud to report that I'm complete confidence in our ability to continue to provide basic services. We have a robust robust plans at the water treatment plant, at the wastewater treatment plant, police, fire, waste services, recycling, trash. We have thought through these issues very carefully. We know that people depend upon them, and we're going to continue to provide them during the course of this emergency.
How are the Ann Arbor Police and Fire Departments holding up? I know in Detroit, for example, there's several hundred officers in quarantine right now. Everybody healthy in Ann Arbor on the departments?
Well, right now, our staffing levels are good. Our police and fire and first responders are incredibly dedicated to the work that they do, and they're committed to making sure that they're there to help keep people safe. It's important that we, as a community, honor that work, and it's important that we keep ourselves safe, so that we do not need to call upon them and thereby endanger them. We have folks coming in doing the work every day. That's what they signed up for. That's what they're proud to do, and I'm grateful for it.
Will the Ann Arbor City Council continue to meet?
Yes. We ordinarily would have a work session, which would constitute a full public meeting. However, we're shifting that to an online budget presentation that members of the public will also, of course, be able to access. As we go forward, the governor has instituted an executive order which will modify the strictures of the Open Meetings Act to enable for remote meetings so that we can meet and do the people's work safely. We're going to be getting that technology up and running, procedures established and announced, and then we'll make sure that people will be able to participate in the meeting so that the business of the city can go forward in full light of the public's viewing.
I saw you made a video over the weekend, and you talked about essential services like drinking water and other things. People can still feel good about those and know that they're safe?
Absolutely. I have 100% confidence that our drinking water supply, since you raised it, is going to continue to be safe and continue to be delivered in the manner that people expect. We are very much focused on making sure that continues to be the case. We have contingency plans at the ready. We're operating without pause. People demand and deserve clean drinking water delivered to their homes. That's what we're committed to delivering, and that's what people are going to get. The municipal organization has been incredible. Our workers who are dedicated to doing the public's work. People are able to work remotely and work well together. People who need to come in and do in-person work, I'm thinking particularly the first responders, people in the field working, doing repair work on streets or underground infrastructure, the waste services, the solid waste and recycling. These people are dedicated to doing the job of government, to doing the job of civil society. It's been impressive, and I'm so grateful for what they're doing.
We're all taking it hour by hour, day by day, dealing with this pandemic. So what message, as the mayor of Ann Arbor, Christopher Taylor, do you want to leave with your residents?
We've been staying at home in Ann Arbor for a little bit now, and now that we have the governor's order, I just want to reemphasize how important it is for all of our residents, whether you're children, seniors, and everyone in between, to stay at home. Stay at home unless you need essential services such as food, medicine, or other things. It's okay to go outside, but you need to be safe. Avoid gatherings, places of congregation, limit your actions with others to meet essential needs, because that's critical to slowing the spread of the virus. It's up to everybody, individuals, to pay real attention to detail. What we do, it's going to help a nurse on her shift or a doctor on her rounds. And we all have a role to play, and we all can help. And in the end, I guess I'd say too that we are, the community is going to get through this, and we're going to get through it together. And I just want to thank everybody for what you're doing and for your commitment to continuing on as we work to slow the spread of the virus.
And our Mayor Christopher Taylor, thanks for checking in with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you later.